USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isaias is slowly approaching southeastern Florida with maximum sustained winds of about 70 miles an hour. The National Weather Service says hurricane conditions could still be expected on the Florida coast through later today. The storm is then expected to veer northward and head up the eastern seaboard, where it will first visit the Carolinas by later today and early tomorrow. The storm will then affect the mid-Atlantic and the northeast on Tuesday and Wednesday. And even New England could see as much as 6 inches of rain when it gets up there. An actor who appeared in over 70 films and dozens of TV shows has died, though some remember him most for a long-running TV ad campaign.
Quaker Oats. It's the right thing to do.
TMZ says Brimley died in Utah yesterday. Wilford Brimley was 85. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Some high-level negotiations in Washington have been continuing this weekend.
Lawmakers working on a coronavirus relief package have reported some progress as political pressure mounts to restore the newly expired $600 a week unemployment benefits.
USA Radio's Wendy King. After yesterday's three-hour meeting, the lawmakers reported some progress but said they're still not close to a deal. They're going to meet again today. The Republican National Convention in Charlotte is now going to be closed to the media. It was announced yesterday reporters will not be present even when President Trump accepts his party's nomination later this month. The search for military service members missing in the waters off the coast of Southern California since last Thursday is continuing, but it again came up empty on Saturday. At least one Marine is confirmed dead. Eight other military members still missing after an amphibious assault vehicle went down during a training exercise. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of coronavirus cases topping 4.6 million in the United States now. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University keeping track of them and saying more than 154,000 people in the U.S. have died from COVID-19-related complications. Some southern and western states are now making good progress in again slowing the virus, but it's now growing again in midwestern states that had seemed to have a handle on it not long ago. Cases now on the rise in Missouri, Illinois, and Wisconsin. The two astronauts from the SpaceX Crew Dragon are headed back from the International Space Station to Earth. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley made history as the first SpaceX astronauts when they blasted off to the space station in May. Now the crew is headed home, and their return is scheduled for later today off the coast of Pensacola, Florida. They're to splash down, and it's to be live-streamed on NASA TV and some cable channels as well. However, it's now looking rather unlikely they'll be able to do so because of tropical storm conditions in that area. And half of Russians surveyed say they believe the U.S. faked its moon landings, including the original one in 1969. A recent survey of 1,600 Russian adults found only 31% of them believe Americans actually ever landed on the moon. The Soviet Union denied it had been in a space race with the U.S. soon after that moon landing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.